Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. Gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth. Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been shown.
I'm
if spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from front of the beginning. They think we deal the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance and healing. I got that word. I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking. I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan. He's the mastermind. He told me it's my time. And then he gave me mine. Man,
your spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet.
You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left and move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
Your
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left and move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises.
Praises.
You just praying, but what is you saying?
What you saying?
My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't be God given. I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you. List. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay repping Christ, cause he the realist. I guess this track a sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so far that I don't need to hook the engine.
Love him, I love him, I love him. 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 Tonight, praise God. I love God. Amen. Don't you love God? If you don't, there's something wrong with you. Praise God on the night. We want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Amen. To more than an hour of power featuring our very own Sister Valencia Scott. She will be bringing forth a word from God later on in our program. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, once again for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. We want to ask that your Holy Spirit be present on the line and be felt on the line on today. Lord, we ask that your will be done and not ours. We bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy at this time that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. Lord, we thank you right now. We praise you right now. We magnify you right now. We lift you up right now. For you are truly worthy to be praised, Lord. And we say these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Once again, we want to thank everybody for choosing us tonight. Amen. More than an hour of power with our very own Sister Valencia Scott bringing forth a word from God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're about to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. At this time. Hallelujah, amen, with our testimonies and our prayer requests. Hallelujah, this is when we come forth and we give thanks and we give praise to God. Hallelujah, with our testimonies. Hallelujah, amen. And it's also the time when we come forth where we have a request from God. Hallelujah, we make that request be known unto the throne. Hallelujah, and we do that, hallelujah, by publicly saying, God, hallelujah, amen, this is what I need. Hallelujah, amen. And we do it publicly because the word tells us this, that when two or more come together and touch and agree on a thing in the earth, it says anything in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. That scripture goes on to say that whatever is unleashed on earth shall be unleashed, hallelujah, in heaven. Praise God. So we believe in the power, amen, of prayer, and we believe that the power of numbers, and we believe when you put those two things together, hallelujah, amen, that's when God begins to move according to the word of God, hallelujah. Let's go, amen, to the scripture at this time. We're going to go to Psalms 100, hallelujah, Psalms 100, and it says, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He has made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to its generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. I want to look at verse number one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse number one tells us, hallelujah, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe the King James says, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. That we are all ye land. Hallelujah. This one says, O earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the King James said, all ye land. Praise God. That's important for us to know that because he's not picking a particular demographic, a particular area. Hallelujah, amen. Not a particular town, not a particular church, not a particular race of people. Hallelujah, amen. He says, all ye land, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah, shout with joy. Hallelujah, all earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. This throws out that theory that there are people that are only, hallelujah, going to heaven. People that are only, amen, you know, Abraham's children. They believe that they're the only ones entitled to, hallelujah, the kingdom of heaven, the only ones entitled, hallelujah, to the blessings of God. But the word of God instructs us, hallelujah, let everything that has breath, hallelujah, amen, and from all ye lands, from no matter what side of the track you're from, hallelujah, amen, whether you're from America, whether you're from Israel, whether you're from Great Britain, whether you're from Russia, whether you're from Japan, hallelujah, it does not matter whether you're a Hebrew, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Buddhist, hallelujah, amen. The word of God is instructing us, hallelujah, to shout with joy unto the Lord. Praise God on tonight, hallelujah, amen. That means all of us are included, hallelujah, amen, not just because I'm black. Hallelujah, not just because you're white. Hallelujah, not just because I'm a man and not just because you're a woman. Not just because I'm a Christian and not just because you're a Jew. Hallelujah, because we are on this planet. Hallelujah, because we are human beings. Hallelujah, because we have breath in our lungs. Hallelujah, that is why we praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Not because, amen, of our social status, our economic status. Praise God, hallelujah, not because of the fame and the fortune. Those aren't the real blessings anyway. Hallelujah, amen. The blessing is the peace of mind that only God can give you. Hallelujah. He's telling us anybody can receive the blessings of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Nobody is excluded, hallelujah, from receiving, praise God, the blessings, hallelujah, of God. So as we come before the throne of grace, hallelujah, we ask that you come with what we call, amen, an attitude, hallelujah, of gratitude. Praise God. This is where we come forth and be thankful for what the Lord has already done, and we're all preparing for what the Lord is going to do. Praise God on tonight. So as I open up the phone lines, praise God, we invite you at this time to come before the throne of grace with your testimonies and your prayer requests. The phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Will there be one on tonight?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to give honor to God as the head of my life, to First Lady and Elder Prevost. I just want to thank God for the opportunity to be back on the line. Thank God for life. I just lost a family member. My auntie passed, one from the COVID, but it's over. And right now, my family, well, she has lost her daughter, and she has lost her sister. So it's a very hard time for her. So it's no way possible. I can just sit on a prayer line and not say anything, because can't take life for granted, especially this day and time. So I just want to thank God for life. I want to thank God that he's still covering us in spite of this COVID, still watching over all of us and our family. And I just thank God for opportunity just to be on the line once again. I thank God that I know that it's never about me, that it's all about him, giving him glory, even in the midst of pain and suffering. And I just have a prayer request for God just to continue just to touch my family. Thank you, Elder and First Lady.
Can't hear you.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia tonight and her prayer request. Praise God. We will be putting her prayer request on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony, another prayer request on tonight? Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us once again to come before your throne. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Valencia on tonight, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you give peace into our family, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, as they're going through these times of grief, Lord. Hallelujah. Help them to know, Lord, and help them to realize that to be absent in the body is to be present with you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That they have not lost someone, but they have just simply moved on. Hallelujah. From one realm to the next realm. Hallelujah. From this earth, hallelujah, to your bosom, Lord. We thank you for that tonight. Give them comfort in knowing, hallelujah, that they are with you, that they are in a better place. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for everybody who is on the line. You know, each and every one of our individual needs. Before the throne on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We just ask that you hear us as we lift them up before you. And your word, if we touch and agree on a thing, that it shall be done. And we touch and agree together on tonight, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Touch the woman of God as she get ready to bring forth your word. Hallelujah. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord. Hallelujah. Anoint her lips of clay to speak nothing but your word on tonight. And we thank you in advance for the word that you're about to deliver through your willing vessel. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to hear the word of God on tonight. We are getting ready to break bread, as they say. Hallelujah. Amen. And right before, hallelujah, amen, we break bread, hallelujah, we're going to have a selection, amen, it's called Better Days, and as soon as the song is over with, the next voice you will hear will be that of our own, Sister Valencia.
But just remember,
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to say hello to everyone. Happy Thursday night in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank you, Elder and First Lady, for our opportunity to be on the prayer line once again to bring forth the word of God to the people of God. And allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said. It's not like you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, as you hide me behind the cross, Father God, so I speak the word that you will have me to speak, God. I pray that you have Bolivia in the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing on the line tonight, God. All spoken prayer requests and unspoken prayer requests, God, I pray that you bless everyone that's on this line in the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you, Father, because you are worthy to be praised. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen and amen. I was trying not to be before you face long, but the way that God has given me his word, I'm going to be talking about get your heart right part. In order for me to get your heart right part, I got to go back and get your heart right part, which I already have a lot of scriptures, so I'm going to ask Lady Prevo to read those other scriptures later, so I have to go back to the beginning of progress, get your heart right. Okay, and the first scripture that I'm going to go to 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2. Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman. And someone said, "Is that Bathsheba, the daughter of?" Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him. And he lied with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house. And let me back up. Okay, I'm about to talk about the heart. Get your heart right. The definition of heart: the locus of physical and spiritual being, and represents the central of wisdom of feeling as oppressed to the head. Wisdom of reason, it is compassion and understanding, life giving and complex. It is a symbol of love. Let me back up. I'm talking about get your heart right. How stuff slipped into your heart. The reason stuff slipped into David's heart because he looked at Bathsheba. And what happened? He looked at Bathsheba a little too long. That's why it's so important. You have to say, "Lord, continue to help me with my spiritual eye." Because by him looking at Bathsheba a little too long, automatically lust crept into David's heart. So not only did he look at her too long, he wanted her. And not only did he want her, he sent for her. And not only did he send for her, he lied with her. Like I just said in the word, all the purity was gone. Why? Because he was married, and also that she was a married woman. But he did not care that this woman was a married woman. All David cared about David took the time that he wanted that woman. Why? Because he looked at her too long, and something crept into his heart. It is so important that we be careful what we look at. You cannot look at stuff too long. Everybody know what they like and what they don't like. See, if David was out there war like he's supposed to be, he wouldn't have had no business. He wouldn't be looking at nobody. But he looked at this woman, look, and this is why he didn't look at this woman. Because David was married. David had many wives, okay? And so let's talk about the King David. David was a very powerful man, a man that's after God's own heart, okay? Everybody know about that. But David saw Bathsheba, and not only did he see Bathsheba, he sent for them to get Bathsheba. Okay, then he got Bathsheba and laid with Bathsheba. And he just lied with this woman no one time. He lied with this woman a few times. And then him lying with this woman happened to get pregnant. She cannot be pregnant by David because she's a married woman. She cannot, and he's the king, okay? So it's not going to look good. So what did David do? I'm talking about with stuff creeping to your heart. The first thing was he looked too long. Look. The lust got in the heart, okay? Then you lying with her, okay? That's another thing. That's called nowadays, called full time. Another thing is that he got this woman pregnant. What David tried to do when he got this woman pregnant, he tried to cover it up. You know why he tried to sin? He wants, when you do one sin, you got to do it. It's another thing. When you mess up, stuff just started happening over, okay? He looked at her too long, okay? Then he sent for her. Then he lied with this woman. Then he got this woman pregnant. He started trying to cover up something, okay? Because of sin. That's how the enemy do. It was sin. David was not trying to get to know no Bathsheba. David saw Bathsheba. It's in the word where he saw Bathsheba. He thought, "I'm going to lie with this woman." He wasn't trying to get to know her. He was trying to get to know her in the bedroom. That's what lust, that's the spirit of lust that's running wild today. I was trying to do training day. God said, do your heart right too. I got to be over you. I wanted to do training though. I had everything. He said, no, you do get your heart right too. He said, but you got to go back to part one. And then I'm moving on from father to after he lied with this woman, got this woman pregnant, he tried to cover it up. That's what we try to do. When we sin, we try to cover it like God don't see what we're doing. God see everything that we do. He tried to cover it up, okay? So David was not really thinking. David was really in his flesh, okay? I'm also talking about being blinded, okay? Because he didn't use the spiritual eyes. Like, this man was blinded, okay? He got this woman pregnant, so he sent for this woman husband. Mm-hmm. To try to get this woman husband to go lie with her so they could cover up a lie and say that the husband got her pregnant. So he's trying to cover up something because he did wrong. This is what sin would do. When you allow sin to come in, more sin come in, more sin come in. So, okay, let's go back up now. Okay, he looked at us wrong. He lied with her. Oh, that's another sin, babe. You done committed adultery. Oh, did you have a dad to get a married woman pregnant? Oh, yeah, he wants to cover that up. Oh, but he didn't stop there. Oh, no, he didn't stop there. Guess what, David got upset that the man wouldn't go lie with his wife. He didn't want to lie with his wife. So, what David do? David had the man killed. I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking about something so small as the spirit of the earth has took the King David, a man that's after God's own heart, on another road, and David have no idea what's going on. All the way, David's going to know what's happening when the prophet lets him tell him. Because when you caught up in sin so much, when you caught up in your flesh, about I won't. This is the type of things that happen. So David had this man killed. Let me move on to this scripture about Nathan. I'm about to go to Samuel chapter 12, starting in 1. The Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, there were two men in one city. One was rich and the other was poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds to David, but the poor man had nothing except one little owl lamb, which he bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his own bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man and refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare for the wayfaring man who had come to land and prepared it for a man who had come to him. So David, angered, was greatly aroused against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who have done this shall die, surely die. And he shall restore fourfold for the lamb because he did this thing and because he have no pity. And Nathan said to David, you are this man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you over Israel and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives. You hear me? Wives. He got wives. And to your own keeping, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that hadn't been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Arah, I don't know if I pronounce his name, but you know, Arah, that hide it with the sword. You have taken this wife to be your wife, and have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Arah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise a perversity against you from your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wife the sight of the sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing for all Israel before the sun. So David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to Nathan, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. I'll just stop at that little part. You heard David said, I have sinned. David didn't know he sinned. That's what happened to get caught up. That's when you get caught up, when you're looking at something, look too long, you have no business looking at it. He did not even know that he sinned. One thing that I like about David, David did not even know that he sinned. One thing that I do like about David, David didn't make no excuses. When David sinned, even though God, he said, you ain't going to keep that baby. He told him. Even though he told him, he still thought that God, you know, even though God is grace and merciful, he like, I pray that God had grace and mercy. He went and fasted. He went and saw God. He prayed. He repented. And I'm talking about when they said a man after God's own heart, when David repented, that means he didn't do it no more. You say, oh, God, I ain't going to do this more. You're doing it again. No, David truly repented about everything that he did because David did not know. He said, I see. He did not know. It's bad that the prophet had to bring to his attention. And then God was angry. David was going to get angry with Nathan was telling him, but he was like, David, he said, you are this man, okay? You took somebody's wife. Okay, you had a man killed. You got another woman pregnant. And you just acting like this did not happen. But I ain't your behind. But you not looking through your spiritual eye. Y'all think I know y'all be like, listen, you're so deep. Babe, I ain't deep. When God tell me to shut this stuff off, I have to shut this stuff out. Look, I'm saved, sanctified, the Holy Ghost filled. Baby, don't ever think I don't know what I like. Okay, I can't look at something too long. Okay, I'm human. So it's about you got to be so careful. You have to be so careful. You got to stay in the Lord's presence. You cannot get caught up in the stuff in the world. You end up looking at something too long. You end up listening to something long, or you talk to somebody for too long, and all of a sudden some type of thing creep up into your spirit, man. And you're like, how they get into my spirit one? Oh, because you've entertained it. Well, come out. What I entertain is what I come out. David entertained looking at that woman for too long. And by him looking at this woman too long, this is what had happened. So he go and repent the baby. He done lost the baby. And Bathsheba, they lost the baby because she said they knew that they was wrong. Everything they did, they know that it was wrong. Okay? And I'm talking about get your heart right. The people really not catching what's going on. The people thinking like, okay, God, forgive me. Like, it ain't no consequences to your actions. Oh, baby, it's consequences. And I'm about to talk about the consequences when I'm about to ask Lady Prevo. I'm about to ask her in a few minutes to come up with these scriptures because, baby, you reap what you sow. If God said that he forgive us, that's true. But you know what? God would allow it to happen to your children. And I'm about to talk about all the stuff that happened to David's children but for sin that David did. One little sin. That one little sin, baby. That one little sin. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about a generation curse. Uh-huh. We have a generation curse on our own steps from the decisions that we make. We really think we get away with it. Oh, no, you never get away. God might forgive you. Oh, God, don't forget. That's why it's so careful. You got to be so careful about what you do. Because I'm about to go lay the people to do these scriptures in a minute. Hold on. The 13. I got so many notes, y'all. Second Samuel 12, 1 through 13. Now, this is 13. 13, 2 Samuel 13, 1 through 13. I'm just going to touch it. Okay, Elmanah was so distressed over Sister Tamar that he became sick. She was a virgin, and it was improper for Elmanah to do anything to her. But Elmanah had a friend who, I'm going to get Larry Prevost to read these scriptures. We're about to talk about the brother. It's nothing after his sister, okay? Came from David. All of that in into his family with that spirit of love. They had a child, okay, the first child died, but God gave him some old kids. I'm talking about a brother that wanted to sleep with his sister, okay? And this got nothing to do with love. She's gonna read this, but this boy wanted this girl so bad. He wanted his sister so bad. That spirit of love that he died with his sister. He raped his sister and then threw her outside on the door like she was a piece of trash. He took up purity. That's like David did with Bathsheba. You reap what you sow. But why does she have to go there? You got to be so careful about what you do. God sees everything. Do not look at it like God just don't wipe it away. Like, I did not see you do that. It went down to David's family. I'm going to have to get the woman of God to get these scriptures. Okay? The brother got upset because David did not do nothing. That's his son. You know, he ain't going to let nobody hurt his son. So what happened? Well, his son killed the other son. Okay, David killed Bathsheba's husband. I'm talking about generation curse, baby. I'm talking about everything that they did. It goes to your kids. God didn't say, when you did it, you're going to reap what you sow. This is the kind of stuff that God means. You're going to reap what you sow. Like, it'll go to your kids. And that's what happened. It went to his kids, okay? And by David not wanting nothing to happen to his kid, his son, he let his son murder his brother, and David let him go. Okay, David, and everybody was upset about that, but David ain't gonna let nobody kill his child. Oh, but guess what his son wanted? His son wanted to take from David. He wanted to be king, just like David wanted to take Bathsheba.
I hope everybody catching the revelation. It's actually that deep. This was not the word Valencia wanted to bring. This is the word from the Lord. What you might be doing now, you might think you having fun right now, but it ain't going to be fun. Because David's a king now. A king. This is the book. You can check the book out yourself. This is the king. A man after God's own heart. And all this stuff. His son want him dead. Well, David had somebody killed. Mm-hmm. His son raped his sister. David went and stole somebody's wife out of the spirit of lust. As soon as he got with Bathsheba, y'all, he lied with her. They want nothing but strictly sex. So that spirit of lust jumped onto the brother. And then guess what? With the brother, he hated her. After he took it from her. After he took her virginity. He hated her. And as women, we already know, you know, as women, don't do that. I mean, that does something to a woman body. But that wasn't just no random woman. That was his sister. Everything that's going on now, y'all see this stuff that be on TV, all this stuff that's going on in the world, all this stuff came from generation curses. It's something that you have done. Mm-hmm. Lady Prevost, can you come forth with those scriptures, please, woman of God?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. You want 1 through 13 or 1 through 19?
Oh, Jesus. 1 through 13 first, please. I got a lot of them.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister. Mm-hmm. Name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so sick that he felt sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jobdad, the son of Shemir, David's brother. And Jobdad was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, "Why art thou being the king's son? Lean from day to day. Wilt thou not tell me?" And Amnon said unto him, "I love Tamar, my brother, Absalom's sister." And Jobdad said unto him, "Lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight that I may see it and eat it at her hand." So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, "I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a cup of cake in my sight, that I may eat at her hand." Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out all men from me. And they went out, every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thy hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them unto the chamber to Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whither shall I go, my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Amen.
Amen. I guess it'll be the other ones in a minute. But yep, the church, the brother say, come lie with me, like David said. He got the deception spirit. He got the deception spirit from his dad. Mm-hmm. He talked about he loved her. He didn't love his sister. He just wanted to lie with his sister. All he wanted to lie with his sister. He had somebody help set up his own sister so he could take up her, to take up virginity. I'm talking about the spirit of lust. I'm talking about what's in get your heart right. What's in your heart come out. Okay, what's in you come out. They say what's in you come out. Like My mother had told me, a lot of folks, I said, I know a lot of states, they cuss a lot. I said, they say they slip up. She said, no, they ain't slip up. What's in you come out. What's in you is going to come out. So this has passed on. I'm talking about how the enemy play, okay? That's why they say don't open that door. Don't creep that door to sin. Because once you open that door, you have allowed the enemy to come all the way in your house. Now, David had opened the door, and all, the way that David opened his door is when he looked at Bathsheba too long, okay? Even though he wanted this woman, he has no right to touch this woman. Why? Because he's a married man. Another reason he cannot touch this woman is because she's married as well. But David did not think about none of that. He did not know none of this was going to happen, okay? God knew all of this was going to happen. Like I said, nothing that we do surprised God, but God already knew that this was going to happen, okay? So his son, I didn't know, they want his son dead. David said, I'm not going to kill my son. And me too. I was like, I don't care what they did. I'm sorry, but you're not going to kill my child. That's how I'm with David on that. Okay, but this has happened. All this stuff happened. It's because of David. Okay, so as David is continuing to see God and talk to God, and God is still giving him grace and mercy, because David's not going to have his son killed. He let his son go. Then his other son want to kill his dad. Okay, kill. The murderous spirit came in from David. See, everything that's happening, y'all see how it's happening. Y'all see how it's happening to his children. Don't y'all see that everything that David did, it went to his kids. That's why I did not understand what my mother used to tell me when I was younger, when she said, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Even though I'm telling God going to forgive you now, but you're going to get a spanking. See, the reason that we get spankings is because we the saints. We know better. Now, for the ones of the world, they can get back. You know, they didn't get by, they didn't know. But the ones that know, we know, and we know we don't forget it hard. That's why David getting it hard. I mean, because y'all know how Saul wants to kill David. Come on. Saul hated David because of the anointing that David had on his life. He wanted this man murdered. He slandered this man, and God rescued David many times. God gave David everything that he wanted. David was not lacking a woman, okay? But this is what happens when you get in the mode that I want what I want. I'm talking about get your heart right, okay? As one brother, the brother gone, one brother dead, okay? That's that murdering spirit that crept in. He let the son go. And guess what? The son wanted to come take the crown and have his dad killed. Come on now. Y'all know they got to break David hard. And I know they got to break David hard. But I'm sorry, David opened the door to that. And I hate that because David lost both of those. I can't remember. God didn't bring him back to him. His other son. I can't think of his name. God bring it back to my memory. But he lost those kids. They was gone. Tamar just messed up. Solomon. It's a serious. I'm serious about these spirits, man. I'm talking about these soul ties. You got to be so careful about what you do. It's in your heart. If you click all the time, you got anger in your heart. If you cuss too much, you got cussing in your heart. If you got lust, you lust after women, or you lust after men. It's all type of different spirits that get into our inner man. You have to check yourself. That's why I say it's so important to repent. You don't want to walk around with that mess in your heart. What's in you come out. Why they say, oh, she act a fool because she a fool. I say, that didn't just happen. What's in you come out. That's why God's saying now, get your heart right. Another reason we still got COVID, I always tied in with the COVID. The COVID is here because God is angry, okay? The main reason God is angry, God is actually more angry at the saints because he said we are the ones that's supposed to know better. We're the ones that's supposed to do better. Now, the people of the world, they do what they're supposed to do, but as saints, now, if you want to have your foolishness, your shenanigans, you want to do all this other stuff, don't put God in it. Because God get angry. And you saw what God did, David. He loved David. He loved us all. But he's going to spank your behind if you out of line. And he spanked David behind. He got out of line. But God still gave David grace and mercy. So God did not allow nothing to happen to David. But I know that David Hart was spoke about something that he went through with his kids. But you got to be real. David brought that on himself. David had to experience none of that. If he just be still. If he didn't just say, I want what I want. And that's what he did. When you go to this stage, everybody has slipped now. I know I have slipped before now. Everybody has slipped. Okay, look, I have slipped. I have slipped before. I ain't trying to take it. I have slipped before. Like, I was cigarette. I reached it. I thought I almost had lung cancer, y'all. God said, quit smoking cigarettes. I ain't stopped smoking no cigarettes. My throat stopped burning. I could have had lung cancer doing it.
Okay, obey God or leave it alone. Look, I cannot say I'm a saint and do what I want to do. Ministry has nothing to do with it. Ministry is about somebody else. I cannot say that I'm this saint and I'm doing everything the people of the world do. They ain't going to see God in me. They're going to see flesh. I'm for this type of stuff that happens when you disobedience. I thank God that I don't have no lung cancer, but I would guess who's giving Valencia the lung cancer. Valencia, the deep part of y'all is saying all about it called lung cancer. And I was so sick. I'm sick. I was so sick. It was literally burning my throat. I light up another one. I was so sick. I did not know. God had to pick me up. So I did not know how to get. I ain't get on no catch or nothing. God delivered me. And as I was off the cigarette job, I feel like about 5 years now. When I was off the cigarette job, probably about 2 years. My foot was still burning. I didn't claim nothing. I went to God. I told my pastor, I believe this. I ain't had no more problems. Well, I mean, I did that too much. But guess what? It still can come back. Look, that's what I'm talking about. If God wants that to happen to me, allow my throat to burn, allow me to think that maybe that'll happen. God will do that. Why disobey? He told me stop before. I said, I'm not smoking. No, stop smoking no cigarettes. That's what I told God. I said, I didn't give up alcohol. I'm not giving up my cigarettes. He said, oh, you're not. That's why I told him, don't think he forgets it. If I ain't forget it, don't think God ain't forget it, okay? I'm talking about the heart. I'm talking about the things that we do. And I'm telling y'all, it's consequences to the things that we do. Last people, can you give us a last scripture, please?
Amen. And that's 20 through 33.
Yes, ma'am.
It reads, and Absalom, her brother, said unto her, had Amnon thy brother been with thee, but hold now thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard it not this thing. So Tamar remained at Dothan in her brother's Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon, because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shears and Belzar, which is beside Ephron, and Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king and said, behold now, thy servant had sheep shears. Let the king, I beseech thee, and his servants go with thy servant. And the king said to Absalom, nay, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto thee. And he pressed him. Howbeit, he would not go, but blessed him. Then Absalom, if not, I pray thee, let my brother Abner go with us. And the king said unto him, why should he go with thee? But Absalom pressed him, that he let Abner all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servant, saying, mark ye now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not, have I not commanded you? Be courageous and be vigilant. And the servants of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man got him up upon his mule and fled. And it came to pass while they were in the way, the tidings came to David, saying, Absalom had slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left. Then king arose and tore his garments and lay on the earth, and all the servants stood by with their clothes rent. And Jobab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, answered and said, let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's sons, for Abner only is dead. For by the appointment of Absalom, this hadn't been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now, therefore, let not my lord, the king, take the thing to his heart to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Abner only is dead. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lady Prevo.
God bless your sons.
God bless him with Solomon. God did. God is still good. So God already knew everything that David was going to go through, but David did that, turn his back on God. You know, he accepted all the things that he done. As saints, we just got to accept all the things that we done. But we saw, look, everybody got something that they battle with being on. This is how I keep myself checking. I pray, I always, I say, Father God, touch me, God. I say, God, touch my mind, renew my mind, the blood of my mind. Let me allow to think more like you in the name of Jesus, the blood of my eyes, God. Oh, cataract, God, allow me not to be blind in the name of Jesus, God. Put on my spiritual eye in the name of Jesus, God. I know the word of God, God. Touch my mouth, my lips, Father God. Allow me to speak the word of God over myself in the name of Jesus, God. My ears, God. Allow to hear your voice, God. No other voice I want to follow in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to bring me a pure heart and renew me the right spirit in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to anoint my hands more in the name of Jesus. Your glory, God. Even touch my hand, God. Do a thunder in my life. Your glory. You got to pray over yourself because the enemy is going to attack every area that I just prayed about. Hit my mind, blood over my mind, blood over my eyes, blood over my mouth, over my heart, blood over my hands, blood over my feet, the blood. You got to cover yourself because once you say that you say sanctify the Holy Spirit, babe, you got a hit on you. And the devil got a hit. The devil know what you like. And the devil going to send in any kind of way that he can get it. So you can first God, lead God of sin. And I'm just telling y'all about sin. That one little sin. That one little sin of David looking at Bathsheba too long. Look what happened to David. Then about, I don't know if nobody really thought of it. Hallelujah. That's what God gave it to me. I was like, wow. All of that? All of that happened. And not only that, all that happens, y'all, it be our decision. The type of decision that we make. Trust me. Trust me. Warning, I always come before the stress. You know when you're supposed to do something, you're not supposed to do it now. Like, you know when you're supposed to say something, when you don't supposed to say something. You know when you're supposed to move yourself and not remove yourself. Especially we say we got the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of discernment, but God gives us even worse. But this is the type of thing that happened to David, a man at the top of his own heart. He said, he continued to see God. He continued to live for God. And God told him that nothing happened to David. And David was very, very powerful. And it never everybody in the Bible got a flaw. Okay, God, like Peter, said Peter too much. Okay, everybody got a flaw. Okay. Let's see, Joseph. I didn't pick nothing about Joseph. I didn't pick Abraham. Look, okay, let me just talk about Abraham. Okay, God, Abraham, he's going to have a son with his wife. Okay, why would he be with other women? Let's see, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody got a flaw. Okay, you having a child with your wife, you're going to see with that other lady. Even though the wife told him, he still is going to see with that woman because God's going to look. Y'all going to have a baby, you and your wife. He tells me 100-something years old. But that's what I'm talking about. Everybody have their flaws. Everybody in the Bible have, everybody that God chose in this Bible, nobody was perfect. It's you got to acknowledge what area that you're weak in and ask God to help you in that area. Because if you don't, Satan's going to sneak up on you. Like he snuck up on David so hard that this stuff went to his ears. And I know David, like, oh, I'm like, oh my God, wow. This will happen. And look at all the stuff children did, all his kids. Everything that David did, y'all, he went, I'm talking about generation curses. So, yeah, I'm telling you, that's what it's called, generation curse. That's why they said you got to be so careful about what you do. You got to get your heart right, get that heart pure. I'm asking God daily. And when I ask God to give me a new heart, that means more suffering. That means I'm going to go through some things to make me, God, to take out some stuff. I ask, I got to have a better heart, especially the type of ministry that I'm trying to do. My heart got to be right. I don't want no messy heart. I don't want nothing like that. I really don't. I don't want to go through nothing like that. But those type of things to happen. That's why I shut down everything, y'all. That's why I get to my secret place to see God. You can't get caught up with everything gone. When I say you can't hear from God with a whole bunch of noise, it's not a lie. You can't hear from God with a whole bunch of noise. How you hearing from God? You working, you got kids, you got a wife, you got a husband, you got children, it's TV, these cells, you got social media, you got Twitter, you got all of this stuff. How you hearing from God? You sure that's God? You sure that ain't you? You sure that's not you? You can't hear from God. God's voice is so soft. You can't hear from God. If you got all that, I shut it down. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, it's the best feeling in the world when you shut down and just you and the Lord. He's just talking to you. It just you just walk around talking to God. He's just ministering to you to what's about to happen. Ask telling you to tell this person this, tell this person that. I love that time. I love God has put, I am such on a different level. I'm just not of this world. I'm not of it. I don't want to be of it. I just want to be through what God says. I want to do what thus says the Lord. I don't have a desire to fit in. I don't want everybody like me. I'm not with all of that. I just want to be pleased in the eyes of the Lord. Why? Because it's work to be done. It's work that got to be done. I have to be the light. Ain't nobody going to see no light in Valencia. Valencia doing what everybody else does. Valencia don't compromise. Valencia would not fit in. I don't care if they like me. They don't. Only person that matters that like me is the Lord. Okay? Because I'm not going through all this things to die and go to hell. Not to go to hell. For his name's sake, I'm suffering persecution. All of this coming. So, Harvard, especially in this time, because you know they already talking about the mask. Yeah, I do know about the vaccine coming. I'm not taking the vaccine, okay? And also, y'all do know the mark of the beast. That's the chip in your hand with the Social Security now. If y'all have noticed, I don't know how it is in different states, but in America, they only want credit cards. They don't want too much cash. I'm telling everybody, everybody's going to get a lot of money. Put some money up, okay? Because they're going to shut a lot of stuff down. They're going to shut the computers down. They're going to shut the banks down. You have no money. All your money going to be in the bank. You don't have no money in your house. They're going to shut it all down until they see God. If you see God, God will tell you, look, I'm sorry. It's going to be a while. It's going to be the anger time. Folks, heart ain't right. This one said, God said, get your heart right. Folks still mad, still doing the same thing. Like nothing has happened. I'm talking about the heart, how you act. God is not pleased. It's going to be earthquakes. It's going to be more famines. God is not pleased. People still making a mockery in his house. Why y'all think the church is down? Because people are making a mockery in the Lord's house. If you don't want to do what God said, you step your hand down, baby. Don't make a mockery. Can't nobody whip you. Your mama can whip your tail. Can't nobody whip your tail like like God. Look at God with David's tail. I know David wanted to go through all of that. I kind of hate that David went through. But that's kind of whipping that you get when we the saints. And if you're not going to do it, and that goes for me too. Every time I bring up the word, it comes to Valencia first. If I ain't going to do it the right way, I need to sit my behind down. I don't want no word that I can't handle it, y'all. I can't handle no word from the Lord. I can't. I'm going to either do it or I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it God's way. I can't do it Valencia way. I got to do it the way that the Lord say do, because somebody is sold that's on the line, okay? When God assigned you to certain people and God said, help this person, and I'm doing my own thing, oh, but I'm a Christian. No, I'm not. And I call them Christians, I call them faithful. Now, it's how you truly live. It's how you live when anybody looking. When God looking. This is what people get caught up. Everybody looking at these people on Facebook, how a person talk on Facebook, how a person talk about Uncle Mode, if you want to be real about it. Okay, like camera shot, you know, and everybody looking. So everybody looking, oh, wow, wow, wow. Oh, but how are you when you by yourself? It's just you and Jesus. God said, oh, I don't hide nothing from God. It ain't no, I don't. I'm so blunt and so real. I mean, God know me. Why would I hide something from my dad? And any issue that I do have to have a battle with, I go tell God about it. Everybody got an issue. Just be real about it. I didn't say go tell everybody, but be real about it. Get your heart right. Ask God to help you in that area. Because it was an area where you would get someone here, somebody else. Because one generation, first I found on my, I got on my family, I don't like to fight. I'm a recovering alcoholic, baby. I'm working on 18 years. I got sober at the age of 24. Y'all 40, couldn't be 42. I was a full-blown alcoholic. And pretty much all my family drinking, y'all. Especially while it's still pressing, y'all. Something has happened in my family. I'm talking about this how I come back. But I'm the one that say, I'm saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. Who is the one that got the intimacy? Okay? I can't go talk to them about talking about give your life to God and I'm drinking. Okay, don't be a hypocrite. So God wants us saints to get our heart right. Our heart's not right. That go for me too. Look, okay, I'm gonna be like this. God is gonna work on every last one of us to the day we die. Everybody got something that they battle with. Don't let people fool you. Everybody battle with something, okay? Everybody. But don't use it as an excuse to keep doing what you want to do. Take it to God. Ask God to help with it, because we're not down here our own good. We're down here to help somebody else. When I go up there with God, I want my crown. Like I want it all, because while you down here, you're going to suffer.
if Jesus suffered, we won't suffer. And Jesus, I'll tell you about Jesus. A woman could touch Jesus' leg and Jesus said, Jesus didn't get hard. It's one of them preachers that I have heard, they get hard. I'm like, what's this spirit of? I'm serious, y'all, about this spirit of love. I have seen so much stuff. I've been researching stuff. When God, I go out with that stuff that happened at churches, sick and stuff going on in the church and stuff. It's the spirit of love. That's all it is. It happens in the church. Okay, it's in the church. So, and also, not just the men that the Jezebels. Everything skin tight. You can't shout. They got to cover you. You passing out. Everybody see your thongs, your titties popping, all that. Get that Jezebel spirit. I'm just saying, but it's some women comment, oh, I want me a pastor. I want a pastor. You don't know no scripture, but you know how to drop it like a fire to swing around a pole. Okay, I'm being real. I'm saying, God see all of this. I'm serious. God not pleased, y'all. We got to do better. I'm saying we got to do better, y'all. We got to do better. We really got to do better. Men, quit looking at every woman. Women, put your clothes on. Put some clothes on. Jesus, it's about God getting up, going to church. The church is in us. But when you get up and go to the building, put on a mindset that it's about God. It ain't about all that extra stuff. If somebody tell me I look cute or not, it don't bother me. When I go to church, I want to hear about God. I want to hear the word of God, and I'm ready to go. That's it. That's it. I don't care if I got a new wig or a new dress. You look cute. I ain't saying so. I know I'm cute. You ain't got the compliment of this. But listen, secure in that area. When I go to church, I want to hear about God, okay? I want to hear the word of God. It's too many of the reasons people are going to the church. It's too many of the reasons people are doing it. I'm talking about get your heart right. Okay, because God know all our hearts. You can't fool God. You can fool me. Some of the time. But you can't never fool God. The word is get your heart right. It's back in your hands, Elder. Thank you much. Thank you, First Lady.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lady Valencia. Praise God for that wonderful word. Get your heart right. Amen. We're going to be right back with a prayer and some comments right after this song from Kirk Franklin. Praise God.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm free.
His eyes on
me. His eyes on them.
That's the reason
why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory,
thank you, Jesus. You're
the reason why I sing.
Can we say it again? Someone asked. Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying, and nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing because.
We as people God that God has made us to be. we have to examine ourselves, and we got to realize that for every action is a consequence, like the woman of God said. You know, the word says, you know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, shall he not reap. You know? You know, we gotta understand that everything we sow, we got to think about the consequences of everything that we do, especially as Christians. We are like the woman of God said, we the main ones. We should know. You know, the world, they supposed to be doing what they doing, but what are you doing? Are you doing what the Lord told you to do, despite what they doing? They can be talking about you. They can be doing all kinds of stuff over you. What are you doing? What the Lord told you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it shows in your life. You know, you might be thinking you're hiding from God, but you're only fooling yourself. Like the woman of God said, God knows everything. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, First Lady. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Referencing back to David. David said, who are you to think that God don't know about this? You're trying to hide something from God when he sees everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's something that we as Christians, we need to understand that God sees everything. Hallelujah. We always compare God to our parents. But if we would call our parents, it's a lot of stuff. Some of our parents are dead and gone. Some of y'all parents still alive. But it's some stuff y'all done got away with. It's some stuff I done got away with my mama didn't know about. If she was alive today, I wouldn't tell her about it. Hallelujah, because I was able to hide it from her. Hallelujah, but you know that same stuff that she don't know about, that same stuff my daddy didn't know about, that same stuff my grandma didn't know about, that stuff my ex-wife didn't know about, you know God know about all that stuff. Hallelujah, praise God, and the devil know about it too. Hallelujah, and just in case, you know the devil is the accuser of the brother, and just in case God didn't see me when I did it, hallelujah, which he did, but the devil, just in case you didn't see him, let me bring it back to your attention. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. So don't ever think that you're going to escape, hallelujah, and it's not the punishment of God, because God forgot about it. You have put into motion something. Hallelujah, amen, that's the law, the First Lady just quoted the law. The law says, be not deceived. God is not mocked whatsoever. That whatsoever means anything. Anything you sow, you gonna reap. Hallelujah. That's a law. And that's not only just a law, it's God's law. Hallelujah, amen. And God does not allow his law to be broken. Once you put it out there, hallelujah, it's coming back. Hallelujah. It's like a boomerang. It's coming back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for those comments. Amen. Do we have any more comments? Hallelujah. On the line on tonight.
I'll just say God bless you. I got a lot of noise in the background, so I'm not going to stay on.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Page, on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone else on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we just bless God on tonight. We thank the woman of God for that dynamic word on getting your heart right. Hallelujah. We thank everybody that's on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. That tuned in with us and supported us on tonight. We thank each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. On tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And once again, as we get ready to get off the line, let's reflect on the word of God that was brought to us tonight. Get your heart right. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's wonderful. The example she used was David, who we always say was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. David, who we cherish so much that we even call the son of God, the son of David. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The greatest king to ever rule over Israel. Praise God, hallelujah. This great king, this great man of God who was in pursuit of God's heart, hallelujah, who was after God's heart, fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah, amen. Not once, hallelujah, not twice, not three times, hallelujah, multiple times he fell short of the glory of God, hallelujah, amen, and had to pay the consequences, hallelujah. There's a consequence and a repercussion to each and every one of our actions, hallelujah. We didn't need no scientists none of these people to tell us that to every action there's an equal or opposite reaction. Hallelujah. I didn't need Freud to tell me that. Hallelujah. The Bible told me that I will reap what I sow. With every action, there's an equal, hallelujah, reaction to what I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the woman of God with that word. Hallelujah. Amen. And understand that whatever's in you is going to come out. So you got to ask God to clean your heart. Don't ask him to clean up the action. Hallelujah. Ask him to clean up the heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart is what the mouth speaks. That's what the word says. Hallelujah. So whatever's in your heart, that's what comes out. So when you ask God to clean your heart, hallelujah, in turn, that automatically cleans up the action. Well, what is the heart? The heart is the mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. The heart is the mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever's in your mind, that's what comes out. You got to ask God to get in your mind. Clean my mind. Repent. That's what the word repentance means. Hallelujah, amen. I know you heard all these other sayings about what repentance means in the Greek. Hallelujah, the word repentance is metanoia. Metanoia simply means to change your mind. Hallelujah, praise God. So it starts in the mind. Hallelujah, because your heart, that's where you feel your spirit telling you to do one thing, but sometimes you go with what your mind telling you to do. Hallelujah. And what Jesus came to do is to get our minds and our spirits on one accord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the mind controls the body. Hallelujah. So if the spirit is on one accord with the mind, hallelujah, then the body falls in line. Then you have all three, hallelujah, beings of yourself in line. That's a little bit deeper for another time. Hallelujah. Amen. All three parts of us, the mind, the body, and the soul, all working on one accord. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. That's really when you break down the Trinity of God, but I'm not going to get into that. Hallelujah, not tonight. Praise God, amen. But we thank God for the woman of God tonight, that word, get your heart right. Hallelujah, amen. And I do want to say one more thing before we get out of here. Everybody pointed out the fact. First Lady pointed it out, amen. Lady Valencia pointed it out, hallelujah. It ain't about what the world doing, because that's what they supposed to do. That's why they're called sinners. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Even though we sin, we're not called sinners because we're not, hallelujah, practicing sin. We might slip. We use that word slip every once in a while, hallelujah. But this is not something we're doing, hallelujah, on a regular basis. This is not something we practice. Hallelujah, amen. So God ain't looking at them because that's something they're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But we supposed to be different. Hallelujah. And not only do we know we supposed to be different, guess what? They know we supposed to be different. Hallelujah. Amen. They know we ain't supposed to be acting like them. Hallelujah. Some of them will tell you, hold up, you a Christian. You ain't supposed to be acting like me. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of them will have to check us and tell us you need to get your mind right. Hallelujah, amen. Something ain't right about you. You calling yourself a Christian, you out here doing what I'm doing. Hallelujah. I'm cussing you out and you cussing me out. Somebody need to check, hallelujah, something. Praise God. Amen. So he's talking about us. Remember he said if my people who are called by my name, hallelujah, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Hallelujah. So quit blaming the world for what's going on in the world. Hallelujah, amen. And start looking at the church. Start looking at ourselves. Hallelujah. See what we're doing to perpetuate what's going on. Hallelujah, in the world. Praise God, amen. Before we get out of here, do we have any testimonies, any testimonies, any prayer requests? Hallelujah, before we close the dial on tonight.
Amen. Can I?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, I just want to say to what's the word? Pull to the forefront one of the main things that the woman of God said was like, she was saying, you look at something too long, you look like David. She was saying like David looked at Bathsheba too long, and him looking at her too long, you know, he fell into a sin. You know, that's a big thing, and that goes back to a teaching earlier about the mind. Like, it all, that's where it all starts. It all starts right there in the mind. And we got that, we got to come to realization of that. Because even Jesus said, you know, if you look upon a woman with lust in your heart, you have already committed adultery. He doesn't know that it was in your mind. You thought about this. You meditated on this. And you continuously look at, like Elder told me, that TH at the end of that word is something you was doing continuously. You continuously looking upon this woman or man with lust in your eyes. Or you can be continuously thinking about what somebody did wrong to you or whatever. Oh, they stole from me. And you constantly thinking about it, what? You gonna act out. You gonna go off on somebody. You know, this stuff starts in your mind. Before you make act out anything, you had already made a decision in your mind of what you was going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to watch, you know, thoughts going to come through our mind. Seeds of all kinds going to come through our mind. But it's up to us if we're going to decide to water it or let it lay dead. We don't have to entertain every thought.
Go online and
you know, that's God's job to handle whatever situation. This is God. It ain't our job to go kill somebody else. It's God's job. You know, our job is to do what God told us to do. Exercise forgiveness. Love the God one to another. You don't tell me that you want to dust yourself. You know, that's what you can add it. Most of you. Amen. Oh, God, I just want to say that.
Amen, 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 First Lady, praise God, hallelujah, amen. It all go back to that mind, hallelujah. Like she said, before you did something, you thought about it. Hallelujah, praise God. You thought about it right before you cussed that person out, you thought about it. Hallelujah, amen. When she brought up the example that Jesus gave, if you look at, you continuously look, hallelujah, you done already did it in your heart. People get that scripture wrong all the time. They think just because you looked at somebody and you thought they were fixed, hallelujah, that God, Jesus is saying that's a sin. Hallelujah, that's taken out of context. Praise God. What Jesus is saying, like First Lady was just saying, is that you looked at that woman a long time. You planned this out in your mind. Hallelujah, amen. That's what Jesus is saying. You've already planned out in your heart to commit adultery with this woman. Hallelujah, amen. This ain't nothing that just happened. The devil ain't make you do it. Hallelujah, amen. You look at her. Hallelujah. TH, look at her with adultery. Hallelujah, in your heart. Hallelujah, amen. And you kept looking at her and kept looking at her till you walked over there, you said something to her. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Next thing you know, you got a number. Next thing you know, y'all at the hotel. Praise God, hallelujah. That's how it happened every time because you kept thinking about it. Hallelujah, you kept staring at them legs. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. Minister Ray said, you kept looking at that sexy switch and that long hair and all that stuff. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. It all starts, hallelujah, in the mind. Hallelujah, amen. If you can change your mind, you can change everything else. Praise God, hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about Esau. Hallelujah, amen. How Esau could not come to a place of repentance. Hallelujah, although he had many tears. Although he cried about it a lot. Although he whined about it a lot. Hallelujah, he couldn't come to that place where he could change his mind. Hallelujah, praise God. See, telling me that all that crying and all that stuff we do on the altar, hallelujah, amen, praise God, God saying it. You can do all that. You come file out every Sunday. Hallelujah, amen, because you know what's happening. You're getting that spirit cast off you on Sunday. You're picking it back up Monday, carrying it back over to the next Sunday because you ain't changed your mind about it. Hallelujah. So you're going to keep getting slain on the altar. Hallelujah, praise God. You're going to keep going through the same process because your mind ain't changed. Hallelujah, amen. You still rude. Hallelujah. You still obnoxious. You still walk around like you snobby. You still got your nose in the air. All this stuff still going on. You ain't changed your mind about none of that stuff, but you want to come to church every Sunday. Hallelujah. Put Jesus back on the cross so he can die again for your sins that you just got cleansed from last Sunday, and now you got to get it done again this Sunday. Hallelujah, because your mind ain't changed yet. You're crying about it, hallelujah, whining about it, but you ain't changed your mind about it. Hallelujah, amen. You like a dope fiend that I want to quit, but you won't go to rehab. And somebody paying for you to go to rehab. Matter of fact, they done paid. It's already paid, hallelujah, for you to go. Hallelujah, but you refuse to go. Hallelujah, because you ain't changed your mind yet. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We just thank God, amen, for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Amen. And as the woman of God said, amen, it's time, amen, to get our hearts right. Amen. And like Lady Valencia said, all of us got something we got to get right. Something we got to change our mind about. Hallelujah, amen. Something we doing wrong because ain't nobody got it all the way right. Hallelujah. But one person had it all the way right. And that was Jesus. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. And even the Bible said he suffered and learned through discipline. Hallelujah, amen. He only get discipline. I'm not going to get into that. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. But we learn from our mistakes, amen. If we're not learning from the mistake, we're going to keep making the mistake. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's part of the mind change. Hallelujah. You learn, when your mind learns that stove is hot, you don't touch it no more. Hallelujah. But your mind ain't learned that woman that ain't your wife is hot. Your mind ain't learned that money that ain't yours is hot. But you keep touching it, and your mind ain't changed about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe because you ain't felt the heat yet. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Once again, we thank God, amen, for each and every person that called in and tuned in on tonight. We have suddenly had a blessed time in the Lord. We thank God for his word on tonight. Hallelujah. And we will be back on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, amen, with Mr. Page. Hallelujah. Care Church Incorporated. Then we will be back on that same evening at 5 o'clock for the word, straight up and uncut. Hallelujah, amen. We definitely gonna have an interesting topic for you this week. Hallelujah, amen. So we invite you to call back the same number at 5 o'clock Central Time. Hallelujah, amen. It is Sunday afternoon. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. We thank you, Lord, for the word that has gone forth on tonight. Hallelujah, about our hearts, about our minds, Lord. Hallelujah, about coming to a place of repentance. Hallelujah, amen. Where we change our actions by changing, hallelujah, our minds. Praise God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. And these things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And as we leave this line, but never from your presence, Lord, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see with God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hey, and I'm going to leave y'all with this new hit. It's called I'm Just a Nobody. Y'all have a blessed day.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot, but heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you sleep. Bring everything you got to others, leave nothing to me. But I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I took the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my life's over. Right. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on a track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision after vision, and I'm gonna get him, and I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is a blur. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again, again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody. Who can save anybody, save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody. In the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne. And leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Never less than the omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know, like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody. About somebody.
What?
Who can save anybody? Save anybody. I'm just a nobody.